Welcome back to Faith in the Fire, Lessons from the Wilderness. I'm so glad you've joined me today. In this episode, we're stepping into one of the hardest seasons of faith, the silence of God. Have you ever prayed, cried out, begged for an answer, and it felt like heaven was closed? The silence can be deafening, but today we're going to discover that silence doesn't mean absence. Even when heaven feels quiet, God is still near. Let's begin with the words of Psalm 13. It says, "How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts, and day after day have sorrow in my heart? But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation." You see, David felt the silence of God. Yet, even in his questions, he clung to God's unfailing love. And then in Job 23, verses 8 to 10, Job says, "But if I go to the east, he's not there. If I go to the west, I do not find him. When he is at work in the north, I do not see him. When he turns to the south, I catch no glimpse of him. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold." Even in God's silence, Job declares that God knows his way. You see, silence, yeah, it is one of the most difficult tests of faith. We can endure trials if we sense God's presence. We face battles if we hear his voice guiding us, listen to his Holy Spirit. But when we cry out and there's only silence, doubt starts to creep in, doesn't it? You question, did God forget me? Am I doing something wrong? Maybe he's not even listening. But friends, here's the truth. Silence is not rejection. Silence is often preparation. You hear me say that quite a bit. Isolation, those times in the wilderness, silence is preparation. We have to learn to trust in God, whether he's silent or not. Because God is God, right? Let's think about this. In music, silence has meaning. The rests between notes create rhythm and beauty. Without silence, there's no song, only noise. That one I really understand quite a bit, being a musician. It is absolutely true. You can't just make a song and the music just goes and goes and goes. You have to have little moments of silence to differentiate between the chords. You see, God's silence works the same way. It creates space for faith, for trust, for deeper listening. So let's take a look at this. Let's listen to this. Imagine a teacher in a classroom. When does the teacher stay silent? During the test. The silence doesn't mean the teacher has abandoned the students. It means the teacher trusts that they've been prepared. In the same way, God's silence doesn't mean he's absent. It means he's watching. He's near. And he's shaping us to trust him beyond feelings and emotions. So let's look at three lessons in God's silence. Three things that the Holy Spirit taught me. So silence teaches us to listen differently. Sometimes we expect God's voice to thunder from the sky, big, loud. But in the silence, we learn to notice his whispers. In Scripture, in creation, in the counsel of others, and in the quiet nudges of the Spirit. Number two, silence strengthens faith beyond sight. Silence strengthens faith beyond sight. See, faith is not built on constant reassurance. It's built on trust in God's character. If God said he will never leave you, do you think his silence cancels that promise? No. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And the only thing that I know that God speaks is truth. So if he says, I will never, why do we, sometimes, even me, I go through this too, in silence, wonder where he is? God has a purpose. He has a plan. He has a meaning for the silence. So listen to this one. Number three. Silence refines us for greater purpose. Job said, when he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. You see, silence purifies. It deepens dependence. It shapes us for assignments we can never handle if God always answered instantly. We know God doesn't always answer instantly. We know that. What if we got everything we asked for and everything we prayed for instantaneously? No, you have to learn to wait on him and trust in him and have faith. Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. How can you have faith if you have everything you ask God for right away? What's the faith for? You have to believe in the things that you don't see. You have to have faith in God because he said, what? I will never leave you nor forsake you. You have to trust in him. So what do we do when God is silent? What do we do? Keep praying, even if it feels one-sided. Or as Matthew West said it, don't stop praying. Don't stop calling on Jesus' name. Don't stop praying. Pray continually. Stay in Scripture because his written word is never silent. See, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. See, Jesus is the Word living. Stay in Scripture because his written word is never silent. Jesus, he always has something to say. The Bible always speaks. The Bible always speaks. Surround yourself with community because God often speaks through others. I have to amen that one. You can't be an island. You can't isolate yourself. Surround yourself with community. It's important. God never meant for us to be alone. And remember his past faithfulness. If he was with you then, he's with you now. My friend, silence may feel like abandonment, but it's actually an invitation. An invitation to trust God's nearness, even when you can't feel it. God's nearness, even when you can't feel it. What's that song, Waymaker, that says, even when you can't see it, God is working. God is working in the background. You can't always see what God's doing, but if you stay faithful, if you stay faithful, he is doing something in the background. His ways are not our ways. Trust in him. Praise the Lord. Let's hold on to this promise today. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. That's Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. Heaven may be quiet, but God is near. Okay, let's pray, my friends. Let's pray. Oh, Father, we confess that silence is hard. When you feel distant, our hearts grow weary. But today, we choose to believe that in the silence, the silence is not absence. Teach us to trust you more deeply, to listen more carefully, and to rest in your unfailing love. May we come forth as gold refined by your presence. Even when we can't hear your voice. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All right, friends. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Faith in the Fire. I know this is a shorter one, but it's a very, very strong message. And just wanted to get right to the point. But I wanted to thank you. If this encouraged you, please share it with a friend who might be walking through silence right now, and remember, even when God is quiet, God is near. Okay? Sometimes he's quiet. Until the next time, keep the faith and keep walking. God bless you guys. We love you.